الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين When a person is about to receive an honored, respectable, and august guest, then according to the position of the guest, according to the honor of the guest, the person will go out of his way to show respect and honor to him. There's a knock on the door. A person's son comes to the father and mentions that the neighbor is standing at the door and he wishes to meet you. So the father will respond, say to the son that usher him in, make him sit in the lounge, see to him, make him feel comfortable, offer him something. But when a person is going to receive a close relative as a guest, and one comes to know in advance this guest is coming, then we find that a person will make preparations to meet the guest. Elaborate preparations are made. The person will join the family for a meal, and if he's going to stay a little along, then arrangements for his stay also will be made. When the guest will arrive, the person will meet him at the door, he will await his arrival, and perhaps he will even go outside to meet him at the gate. When a person hears that his parents is returning from Hajj, and the honor and the position of the parents is well known to all, then we find this very, very great preparation that take place. Parents are gone for Hajj. It is a very, very special occasion. The siblings, the children, all go out of their way to prepare for their parents, to receive the parents, to make them feel comfortable, to honor them. Now perhaps maybe 1-2 weeks in advance preparations are made. When the parents arrive from Hajj, one won't just meet him at the door, meet him at the gate, one will go to the airport also to receive them. So respected friends, when a person is about to receive an august, respectable, honored guest, according to the position of that guest, one will go out of his way to show honor. Allah Rabbul Izzat is about to send a very, very honorable, respectable, august guest to us. And this guest is so honorable that we cannot only treat him like the neighbor, like the family member, like one's parents. No, Allah Rabbul Izzah himself makes all out preparations, elaborate preparations for this guest 1 year in advance. And who is this guest? This guest is the month of Ramadan. Hadith Sharif mentions when the month of Ramadan ends, from that point onwards, preparations are made for the coming Ramadan. Jannat is beautified and decorated. The inmates of Jannah are informed that these preparations are being made for the honored guest of Ramadan who is going to come the following year. And then when the month of Ramadan dawns in, on the first night of Ramadan, that honorable, that blessed night that the Taraweeh Salah commences in the world, in Jannah also, the inmates of Jannah are informed. The inmates of Jannah are informed that this is the first night of Ramadan, the special guest of Allah has come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his side, the announcement is made, the angel calls out, Ya Baghi al-Khair, Aqbil, Aqbil, O seeker of goodness, come forward to do good deeds. Ya Baghi al-Shar, Aqsir, Aqsir, O the one who wishes to do evil, hold yourself back, restrain yourself from all evil. This is the honorable month of Ramadan. All the doors of Jannah open, the doors of Jahannam are closed, shut. And then there is a breeze, there is a wind that passes through Jannah. The trees and the leaves of the trees begin to rustle. And the damsels of Jannah call out, that, O Allah, make us be for those ummatis who will honor the month of Ramadan. Let us be wives for them. Let us be beloved in their sight. And let them be beloved in our sight also. For all those who will honor this month, the honored guest of Allah, the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself makes great mention of the Quran, in the Quran Majeed, of this honored guest, the month of Ramadan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. That the month of Ramadan, wherein the Quran Majeed was revealed. Hudal linnasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal furqan. And this Quran Majeed, wherein there is guidance for mankind and clear proofs and signs of guidance. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَسُمْ. The one who witnesses this month, the one who is alive to see this month, let him fast in this month. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wishes ease for you. Allah does not want to make it difficult for you. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you complete the prescribed number of days of fasting in this month, so that you honor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by calling out His name, calling the takbir. You glorify Allah singing His praises. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah gives you this grace. Allah blesses you with these bounties, the bounty of Ramadan, the bounty of the Quran, so that you may become grateful. So that you may fulfill the hukuk and the rights of Allah in regard to all these bounties, you may be counted from among the grateful servants of Allah. Respected friends, this is the honored guest that Allah is speaking about in the Quran Majeed, the honored guest that the Nabi of Allah is speaking about in the Ahadith Mubarakah, the guest of Ramadan. It was the way of Rasulullah and the Sahaba that they awaited the arrival of Ramadan. They anticipated receiving this honorable guest of Allah and receiving the barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought with this guest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so anxious to meet the month of Ramadan. He awaited the arrival of Ramadan the 2 months in advance upon the sighting of the crescent of Rajab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, O Allah, bless us with immense barakah in the month of Rajab. And O Allah, bless us with immense barakah in the month coming thereafter, the month of Sha'ban. And O Allah, take us forth to the month of Ramadan. As though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's complete attention and focus was towards Ramadan. And he's making dua that the 2 months prior to Ramadan be months of goodness and blessing also. That this may be the forerunner to the month of Ramadan. It may be the introduction for the month of Ramadan. It may be the spiritual preparation for the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked by one sahabi. The sahabi said, O Nabi of Allah, which month should we fast after the month of Ramadan? Afzalu siyam ba'da siyami Ramadan. Which is the fast that a very, very commendable fast to keep after the month of Ramadan? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the name Ramadan, commentators of a hadith mentioned that there are many fasts that are greater than the fast of Shaban. But here when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked that after the month of Ramadan, which fast should a person keep? Again, Nabi Sallallahu mentioned Ramadan. Shaban li ta'zimi Ramadan. Fasting in the month of Shaban, so that this may be a means of honoring Ramadan, preparing for Ramadan. Again. So this month of Shaban, this is so to say the preparation for the coming month, for the guests of Allah. When a person is prepared to meet the guests, he will be able to fulfill the honor of that guest. And if a person has not made advanced preparation, that guest, according to the honor, the position, the august position Allah has honored that guest, a person won't be able to fulfill the honor of that guest. He hasn't made preparations in advance. That we all know when there is a very, very important event, global event to take place, maybe the Olympics, maybe something happening in the world, a world event, we know that the advanced preparation that goes in, one country is going to be hosting this event, and so much of wealth is spent, so much of preparations take place. Here we find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is turning the hearts of Sahaba and the Ummah toward the honored guest of Ramadan, that we also should be prepared, we also spiritually, physically, mentally preparing ourselves to meet the guest of Allah, the month of Ramadan. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam 2 months in advance, he makes this dua. And then we find when Shaban dawns in, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says that the Nabi of Allah would fast the entire month of Shaban, the whole month of Shaban is fasting. Some hadith mentioned the majority, most of the month the Nabi of Allah was fasting. Why? Because the month of Ramadan is about to dawn in. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast a lot in Shaban. Other Sahaba mentioned that they asked, O Nabi of Allah, why we notice that you fast a lot in this month? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yes, the month of Shaban is the month that comes between Rajab and Ramadan. People generally are negligent in regard to this month, the month of Shaban. The virtue Allah has placed in this month, people are negligent regarding. Then we find Shaban, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made that the special night comes. And that is the 15th night of Shaban, again before Ramadan. And from the very beginning of the night till the end, Allah's mercy descends from the skies. The general pattern of Allah in dealing with His servants is that the last third of the night, Allah Pak's mercies descend. But on the 15th of Shaban, the night of Shaban, Allah Rabbul Izzah's mercies descend from the very beginning of the night till the end. It is a special night where Allah Ta'ala's decisions take place. The books of deeds also, 1 year's book of deeds are raised and the 2nd year commences. Angels are informed that who is going to be receiving what rosy and sustenance, who is going to be passing away. All this information is passed on. Respected friends, this also comes before Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fast majority of the month of Ramadan, of Shaban. And then Nabi Sallallahu mentioned that this night of Shaban, 15th of Shaban, I want my book of deeds to be raised in the condition I'm fasting. That is why the ulama say, on the 15th day of Shaban, we should fast also. Because this hadith mentions clearly, that the 15th night that comes before the day, the Nabi of Allah is explaining, I want to be in the state of Roza, so the coming day, the following day, I want to be in the state of Roza, when my book of deeds is raised before Allah, Allah will see that this servant, he's fasting when his book of deeds are being received by the angels. So if a person cannot fast majority of the month of Shaban, then maybe he can fast on the 13, 14 and 15, ayyam will be. This also the sunnah. If a person can't fast this 3 days, at least 1 day, the 15th. And this, there's a hadith to this effect also, that the Nabi of Allah was fasting also on this occasion. So respected friends, now we notice so many fazail, so many virtues. Then when the month of Ramadan, 1 day before the month of Ramadan had ended, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah s.a.w. addressed the Sahaba. A public address, again now to direct the attention of Sahaba and the Ummah towards the greatness of Ramadan, the honored guest of Ramadan. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi s.a.w. addressed that and says, he mentioned, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِي لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٌ O my Sahaba, O Ummah, there is a very great, auspicious, honorable and blessed month that is about to dawn upon you. 1 day before Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving this public announcement, public address. And this honored guest that Allah is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is speaking about, says, a very, very great month, honored, auspicious, blessed month, Shahrun Azim, is about to dawn upon you. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. In this honored, special and auspicious month, there is a special night. This night is Laylatul Qadr. The one who gets this night, he will get the reward of ibadat for 1,000 months. 84 years and 3 months of ibadat. Just in few moments, he will receive it. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu mentioned that this month is so auspicious, it is so blessed, it is so honored in the sight of Allah, that every farz deed that a person will carry out, he will receive the reward of carrying out 70 farais. In every day of the year, a person only can perform 5 farz salah. You can't, if you want to perform 6 farz, you cannot do it. But in the month of Ramadan, for every farz, Allah is giving you that bonus of 70 farais. For every nafal deed a person carries out, he received the reward of carrying out a farz deed. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah's Rasul is explaining, Allah's mercy knows no bounds in the month of Ramadan. A person in seconds is becoming not a millionaire, he's becoming a billionaire. This is the month of patience. A person will have to endure. A person has to exercise. A person has to observe patience. That he has to refrain from food, from drink, and coming close, being intimate with the wife. But for this, Allah Pak is going to reward him abundantly. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. It is that month that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a servant increase, barakah, blessings in his sustenance. You want a lot of blessings, this is that month Allah will give it to you. Just become God-fearing and obedient servants of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained it to the Sahaba, he said, oh my Sahaba, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ أَوْسَتُهُ مَقْصِرَةٌ آخِرُ إِتْقُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ. The first 10 days of this month is the month, is 10 days of mercy. The second 10 days is 10 days of maghfirat. The third 10 days are 10 days of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, this is one explanation. The first 10 days, rahmat descends. Second 10 days, maghfirat. And third 10 days is Allah Ta'ala makes a decision of forgiveness from the fire of Jahannam, emancipates his servants. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah mentioned, however, there is another explanation. That there are three classes of Allah's servants. One class are the elite, the special, the chosen servants of Allah. Great, great awliya and pious servants, that their lives are testimony of the sunnah. They're all the time in ibadat, in piety, righteousness. They don't commit sins. Allah make us from among this category. He says, from the word go, from the very, very inception, beginning of Ramadan, they start benefiting. So it's like rahmat and rahmat only for them. The second class of servants are servants. There are times that they obey Allah and at times they commit sins. And then they watch the TV, they look at haram on the internet, and at times also they perform salah, there's roza also, nafil ibadat, going out in the path of Allah. Their businesses also, they're doing good works, they're giving charity also, but maybe they got insurance there, maybe they got some photography, they got this haram music. There's haram also, and there's halal also, it's a mixture. There's good or good they're doing, and there's evil they're doing also. There's a second category of Allah's servants. These servants, they don't benefit right from the beginning. When the beginning of Ramadan comes, then they have to get cleansed. They made the actual benefit of the second class from the second 10 days. The first 10 days they're benefiting, but now they still have to sort themselves. That is of course on a, provided that they're also not committing that sins in the beginning of Ramadan also. From the second category, the maghfirat now, the second category, the maghfirat is happening now for those servants. And the third class are those people, they are far away from hidayat, far away from taqwa, far away from Allah Ta'ala. They don't see the door of the masjid, perhaps only on the day of Friday they come to the masjid. Or some servants, maybe on the day of Eid also, you'll see them. Otherwise they are far away from hidayat, all the time in sin, in guna. For these servants, you find the last 10 days now, itkum min an-nar, fesla is made for them. But this is only if they honor the month, fulfill and uphold the rights of the month from the very, very beginning. They honor this month. They're not committing sins. Then we find the month of Ramadan will prove beneficial, effective, a mercy, a bounty, blessings for this class also. Allah make us up. But if a person, the month of Ramadan comes, he shows scant regard, no regard whatsoever. Allah Pak save us. Allah Pak save us. He will be from this category which the Nabi of Allah spoke about and informed the Ummah. Sahaba mentioned the rawayat of Ka'b ibn Ujra. He said, one occasion we witnessed a spectacle very strange and peculiar. We never witnessed in the life of Rasulullah something like this before. We saw Nabi Sallam was in the masjid. He ascended the first step of the minbar, of the pulpit. He said, Ameen. He took the second step, he said, Ameen. And he ascended the third step, he said, Ameen. Nabi Sallam, Sahaba witnessed, he said, this is strange. Ameen, Ameen, 3 times. When Nabi Sallam completed the public address, completed the sermon, Sahaba question, O Nabi of Allah, we noticed that today you did something very strange. You said Ameen on the first step, Ameen second step, Ameen third. What was it? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, Allah sent Jibreel to me. As the Jibreel alayhi salam, he made 3 baddua, 3 curses. And I said Ameen on the 3 curses of Jibreel alayhi salam. The greatest angel is making the 3 curses in front of the greatest Nabi and Rasul of Allah. And Nabi salam is saying Ameen. What was the 3 curses? He says, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. May doom and destruction, hellfire be for that servant who the month of Ramadan comes and he does not show respect to this month. As a result, his maghfirat is not made. The decision of his forgiveness is not made by Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ameen. In other words, Ramadan came, he acted like a normal person. He went to his business, he continued life, his lifestyle. He didn't make a change. I don't want any change now. He doesn't want to come to the masjid also. Tarawih also is a problem. He's waiting for the fastest Tarawih in town. Allahu Akbar. His heart is turned away from Hidayat. He's only wants the dunya. The world means a lot to him. Hidayat he doesn't have in his heart. He's not thirsty for it as well. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, for such a person, Ba'uda man adrak, we doom and destruction, hellfire be for this person. Jibreel Alayhi Salaam is making the bad. The Nabi of Allah is saying, Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us from being from this class of servants. Then the second step, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ba'uda man adraka walidayhi wa hadawma falam yukhallahu. He finds 2 of his parents or 1 of them in old age. He doesn't serve his parents. He's not an obedient child. He caused taklif to his parents. His heart, the heart of his parents are not happy with him. As a result, we find that his parents leave this world and this person gets nothing but the fire of Jahannam. Falam yukhallahu. That may such a person, decision of Allah's maghfirat and forgiveness not be made for this person because he did not honor his parents. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen. Allahu Akbar. And the third person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he took the mimbar, he put the step of, the third step of, on the mimbar, Jibreel Alaihi Wasallam said, Ba'uda man zukirta indahu falam yukhallahu. May doom and destruction be for that servant who he hears your name. He does not make durood. He does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Falam yukhallahu. May that person doom and destruction be for him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ameen. Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad. Brothers, this hadith teaches us, the one who does not have any respect for the sha'ir of Islam, for the salient features of Islam, the masjid, the Quran, the hufaz, the muazzin, the ulama, the things of deen, the ahadith of Rasulullah, that this person here is doomed for destruction. Hadith. Ramadan came and went, he took nothing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, oh my sahaba, it is in this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala turns his special mercies to this ummah. Allah Ta'ala wishes to see how you compete with each other in goodness, in piety, in righteous works. Allah Ta'ala wants to see your ibadat. Allah wants to see your supplicating to him, and Allah forgives all you of you. Allah accepts the ibadat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, indeed the most unfortunate person is that person who loses out the barakat and the blessings of Ramadan. He is the most unfortunate person. It mentioned, respected friends, we should have respect. We should make a timetable from now. Make istighfar, tawbah. If we hurt any person, go asking for forgiveness. We're owing people, go and pay them. So in the month of Ramadan comes, then we're on the winning end, not the losing end. Imagine Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanuti Rahmatullahi, he was one old Hindu person staying in the locality. And Mawlana saw this person in a dream. And Mawlana saw him in the dream and he saw him is in Jannat. Old man, Hindu, they used to call him Lalaji. He said, Lalaji, tum aur Jannat mein ho. Lalaji, you are taking a stroll in Jannat. How you read Jannat? He says that, yes, you're right. My whole life was spent in kufr and shirk. I was a Hindu. But just before I passed away, Allah honored me with Iman. And Allah took me away from this world as a believer. Allah honored me with Jannat. He says that it was the month of Ramadan. My son was eating in the open. My Hindu son was eating in the open. He also was a Hindu. He says, I became so angry with my son. I said, don't you know that this is the honored and blessed month of the Muslims, Ramadan. You eating in the open, you got no respect. You got no shame. He slapped his son across the face. He says, honor this month of the Muslims. It's a great month of the Muslims. He said, Allah loved this action. Before I passed away, Allah blessed me with iman. Allah gave me Jannah. Brothers, time is limited. May I make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make us benefit from the month of Ramadan. Make it be the turning point in our lives. And make the blessings of Ramadan stay with us till the end of our lives. Nabi Sallam taught the Sahaba this dua. Allahumma, it was in Ramadan when the Nabi of Allah taught the Sahaba. It was in Ramadan. We can make this dua before Ramadan, but actually the hadith says it was in the month of Ramadan. Nabi Sallam said, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. That, oh Allah, safeguard me for this month. Safeguard the blessings and goodness of the month for me. And oh Allah, crown it with acceptance and keep it preserved till the end of my life. Sallimni li Ramadan. Sallimhu Ramadan ali. Wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. Wa akhidawana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.